everyone is a suspect in the Capitol Rep production of Murder for Two. It's a musical murder mystery with a twist. So one actor investigates the crime, the other actor plays all the suspects, and they both play the piano. Of course they do. The show is a blend of musical comedy and mystery. The New York Times calls it ingenious, a snazzy doubt act. While Entertainment Weekly also describes it as a charmingly frenetic, all-stops-out musical comedy. We welcome the two actors from the production at Capitol Rep, Murder for Two. Kyle Branzel is here and Ian Lowe. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Hello.
Very nice to have you here. So how long have the two of you, and we'll, I guess we can start with you, Kyle, how long have the two of you been part of this production?
We joined at different times, actually. I joined later than Ian, so I've been involved with the production since the end of, I think it was November. And then I started out as an understudy and understudying the writer, one of the writers, Joe Kanosian, and now I got bumped up to the role.
Very nice.
Yeah, and I started actually with Murder for Two in New York as an understudy when we were running off Broadway a sort of spring of last year, and then the tour started in October, and I opened the tour with Joe Kanosian, who originated the role of the suspects, and then Kyle and I have been doing it together, I guess, since March.
Yeah.
And what is it like just for the two of you to be on stage and to do this night after night?
it's very challenging. It's one of the most difficult shows I've ever done. It's so physically and vocally demanding for me, playing all the different suspects. You know, I play everything from an old man with a voice down here to an old girl with a voice up here. So it just kind of goes all over the map, and where it's 90 minutes of us on stage, so very little time to relax or anything.
So you don't get off easy then, Ian?
No.
I mean, even though you're not doing all of the characters, you still...
No, luckily I just have one character, Detective Marcus, to worry about, but it is... It's really a thrill to do this show. I mean, I've done a few shows that have required the piano component in addition to the acting and singing responsibilities, but this one, I mean, it's just it's exhausting from the actor's standpoint, and then also you have this very challenging piano component that both of us have to handle. You know, I will play for Kyle. Kyle will play for me. We'll play together, and it just makes it. It's a very fun experience for the performer.
One piano on stage.
That's right.
Yeah. One piano. So you're jockeying for position.
Yeah, and it basically functions as the third character.
Exactly. Exactly.
What is? It sounds very, just by as you've described it, very frenetic. Very, which not only for you as the actor, but even for the audience watching it.
Yeah, it's a very fast-paced show. I mean, I think the writers were inspired a bit by the fast-paced, old-fashioned comedy of Marx Brothers and those kinds of references
and vaudeville.
And vaudeville, yeah. So it's definitely fast-paced. It definitely requires your attention to follow all the many characters, all the changes, and the story, and also the comedy.
And it is very funny.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
we think so.
We like to say there's a murder going on, and you can, of course, follow the murder mystery and solve it, but it's sort of the fun we have along the way is what makes it fun.
What when you have this kind of show, and I... how do I ask this? It seems like a perfect summer show, but I know you do it all year round.
Yeah.
So, but it does, right? I mean, it's just a nice.
Yeah, it's light entertainment. It's funny. It's fast paced. It's entertaining, and it's 90 minutes, and then you know it's quick too. It's 90 minutes intermissionless.
Oh, I wish all shows were like that. That's perfect. Just in, out. That's great.
It's nice for us, too.
Good for you guys. Absolutely. Yeah. Good for you guys. When you started doing this, what were the challenges? And Kyle, we can begin with you. But what were the challenges of nailing all this?
Well, you know, the first main challenge is distinguishing all the characters. There's about 12 of them. They each have to have a very distinct voice, a very distinct body, very distinct mannerisms, because there's not a whole lot of costuming that goes on. It's maybe a hat or some glasses, but it's mostly just the imagination and my voice and my body. So a lot of it was, you know, making this voice lower so that this voice can be higher, or making this voice whatever. But I think that the director, Scott Schwartz, has been so... incredible about his craft of the show and making sure that each of these characters are distinguished, and the changes of characters, making sure that each one of them are unique and fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, obviously, I have less to handle in terms of being only having to focus on one character. But the biggest challenge when I first started learning the show probably had to do with the piano component, because it bears mentioning too that all the music that we play is fully memorized, and that's 90 minutes worth of music. So that certainly took a lot of practice and fine-tuning to make that very facile. Also, like with any farce, any comedy that's so fast-paced, the rehearsing of the timing and all of that was definitely part of the process.
Were you both pianists comfortable with the piano prior to this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I played piano from an early age, and I don't know if you know, like there's been this sort of influx of shows that require actors who play instruments.
Yes.
So, I've done quite a number of those over the course of my career, so it's been fun to be able to do that.
Same with me. I actually thought I wanted to be I went to school for music at first because I thought I wanted to be a high school choir director. So I played the piano just all my life, and this was the first time actually that I've ever had to memorize music, and especially something so complex as this show. It gave me nightmares, I got to say, at the beginning of the process, but we got there.
And the as you say, remembering the music, remembering your lines, and so you have to trust each other an awful lot, and then assuming if something goes awry that you're there to help the other one.
And absolutely. They do, and yes. They do go awry. Yes, no, it does take a whole lot of trust from the other person that they're going to be there, and thankfully Ian's always there. But things do happen. It's live theater, so just the other day, I hit my head on the piano, and the whole audience reacted. They go, "Oh!" And I was like, "Oh, that one hurt." But you just soldier on and try to make a moment out of it.
This is also kind of the kind of show where I won't give away too much, but there is some degree of audience interaction. Like, we as performers have a relationship with the audience in this show. So when something like that goes wrong, it's an opportunity to play with the audience.
Yeah, absolutely.
And is there a point where the audience says, "Oh, maybe that's just part of the show"?
Sure. Yeah. I think they think both. I think sometimes they
as
think it's
planned. As long as blood isn't coming down your head.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Thankfully, it wasn't.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, right. And so you come in for usually do how this is a fairly long run here. Is it typically what you've been doing?
We've been doing about 3 or 4 week little sit downs at different theaters. We had a very warm winter. We went to California and Texas and. Not Texas, Oklahoma City. Sorry, I got my cities crossed.
We've had a great run of major regional theaters across the country. It's been really fun. Excited to be here at the Rep.
Gotten great reception everywhere we've gone. So,
excellent. What is when you look at a show like this, and because I want to talk a little bit about the music, because from what we heard and what I've heard of it, the music is really good. It's fun.
I think it is too. Yeah. It's very eclectic, I would say. The score is very, it draws from the classic musical theater kind of genre, but it also, there's some jazz, there's some more classical sounding things. There's, it's sort of all over the map in a great way. And in that way, it's sort of accessible to everyone, people who are really familiar with theater and people who aren't so familiar with theater.
And Joe Kanosian, who wrote the music and also originated the role of the suspects, he's also, obviously, since he did the show, he's a skilled pianist. And he actually says that in some of the piano moments that he crafted, he thought about what can the piano do? What are all the sounds that I can achieve, using as much of the sound sort of spectrum of the piano as possible? So in some of our forehand stuff that we do together, I think it's really quite accomplished, those pieces.
Was there did he talk to you, and I guess I'll turn the question around and say, in talking to you, what advice did he give you, what thoughts did he give you about pulling this thing off?
Well, it's interesting because excuse me, he's done my role, so he had a lot of insight and honestly about things that he was like, if you don't make this part, you can cut this part because of the crazy choreography that you have to do at the moment, if you need to, or you can slow this part down if you need to. But he was just very insightful about, he understands that it's his music, so he wants it to be as it's on the page, but he also understands that you have a crazy show to get through, so if you have to drop a note here or there, it's okay.
There's, and meaning that there's a real specificity to each thing that you're doing.
Yeah, and also meaning that it's not easy music. I mean, he didn't make it this show easy to cast. I think as Ian mentioned, it's very a challenging piano book on top of the challenging.
It's technically
script.
Complicated, definitely from a piano perspective, definitely.
So, how long are you guys are you involved in this?
We're here at Cap Rep through August 9th,
August 9th.
We're moving on to the Long Wharf, which is in New Haven, Connecticut.
Sure.
For the rest of summer, and then there's future engagements at George Street Playhouse, the Denver Center in Denver. So
Dallas,
and it's going to be Murder for Two will still be carrying on around the country for quite a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you guys have a gig for a while.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you might say that, yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Job security we love.
Right, yeah. Let actors work. There's nothing wrong with that. Murder for Two runs through August 9th at Capitol Rep in Albany. You can find out more information by going to capitalrep.org for more information, capitalrep.org for more information. Kyle Branzel and Ian Lowe, thank you so much for being here. Have a great run.
Thank you.
Very
thank
nice
you
to
so
have
much.
You both here with us. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.